issues such as pension reform, which is a very hot topic here in Springfield, a very difficult one to attack, as well as the state's Medicaid reform situation. The governor told the lawmakers today, be prepared to finish this one out this year. Don't expect to go home for summer vacation or hit the campaign trail and until you get this done. So we're very interested to see what develops on that in the next few weeks, because those are very complicated issues, very tough ones to handle. That's part of the reason they haven't been particularly well dealt with up until this point. This is Illinois Public Television and Public Radio's coverage of the governor's state of the governor's budget message here. And up next on Illinois Lawmakers, we are joined by House Speaker Michael Madigan, Democrat of Chicago. Good to see you, Mr. Speaker. Thanks for joining us. Going to the speech itself, what did you want to hear from Governor Quinn in the days or weeks leading up to today's address about what he wants to do with the state budget, where he wants to take the state in the next few months?
Well, I think he did a very good job of setting out what the problems of the state budget are, going detail by detail, pension funding, Medicaid funding. He delivered a very strong message, and the message was very clear and concise for the members of the legislature. And of course, he topped it off by saying to them, don't expect to go home until we get our job done, which is a legitimate request from a governor to the legislature.
He said that he went into some specifics with regard to Medicaid and pensions. He's given you more or less what some folks would call a roadmap on that. In talking with his budget chief and chief of staff last night, a lot of this has got to be dealt with, particularly with Medicaid, by going into the statutes and examining them line by line, because everything basically is enacted in statutes.
The plan in the House of Representatives and in the Senate is to approach this on a bipartisan basis. I've already spoken with Representative Cross, the minority leader in the House, and he's agreed to cooperate with the majority party in the House, as we did 1 year ago. So a year ago, beginning in the House, adopted by the Senate, a bipartisan balanced budget was adopted for Illinois. The current budget on a year-to-year basis is a balanced budget. We still have a lot of accumulated debt, but at least we made a good first start. My plan is to continue that into the next budget, bipartisan basis.
So you have buy-in by both the Senate Democrats, the Senate Republicans, and the House Republicans.
Well, that's the way it should be. The people of Illinois recognize that we've got a serious fiscal and budgetary problem in Illinois, and they would feel this is not the time for partisan differences. This is the time for people to come together. As the governor said, everybody in, nobody out. Let's identify the problem and let's proceed to solve the problem.
The governor has been criticized somewhat in the past for not taking a more active role in the budget-making process. Would it be your view that he'll have a place this year when it comes to the committee meetings, that he'll be front and center on that?
Well, I've recommended that over 2 years, and I think that they'll be on the scene, working with everyone, giving their position. That's the way it should be. So the budget and the appropriation bills will move through the legislature, but the governor must sign that bill for it to become effective. And so the sooner that he joins the group, the better.
With respect to Medicaid, the governor's numbers show a $2.7 billion deficit in the Medicaid program by the end of this year, if nothing is done. An analysis from the Civic Club puts the total much, much higher than that in a few years from now. Governor Quinn says the system has got to be restructured. What are some of the aspects of that that are on the table? He says all aspects are on the table.
Well, he's correct. He's concerned about liability. He's concerned about eligibility. He's concerned about utilization. And boiling it down into more simple terms, who in Illinois is eligible to get this health care paid for by the state of Illinois, paid for by the taxpayers of the state of Illinois? Who are the people that are eligible? How much of it will they get? How often will they get it? And what will be the rate of reimbursement paid to the providers of the services? That's the whole spectrum of the healthcare system, and it's all under examination.
This one's going to be a particularly hard one, though, because walking back some of these benefits for people who have counted on them, in some cases for generations, will be a very tough sell for a lot of members in all caucuses here.
And that's precisely why this must be approached on a bipartisan basis, which is what we're going to do in the House of Representatives and in the Senate.
Let's turn to pension reform for a moment. You were one of the framers of the 1970 Constitution here in the state capitol, and the governor said today there's got to be meaningful constitutional pension reform, and that right now comes down to what happens to those people who are currently in the state pension programs. What is the list of areas that you expect will be addressed in coming weeks?
Given the language of the Illinois Constitution, in my judgment, the question is, for a person on a public job today, can we say to them, everything you've earned up until today, you keep, no change? But again, under the language in the Constitution, can we say to that person, starting tomorrow, there's going to be a different deal? It won't be as rich, the benefit level will not be as high, but we will save the stability and the fiscal integrity of your pension system.
So you expect the report will be out by April 17th, as the governor has asked for?
Well, I would hope so. I'm prepared to spend the summer in Springfield. Springfield's a nice town in July and August.
Mr. Speaker, thanks very much. House Speaker Michael Madigan, our guest on Illinois Lawmakers. Governor Quinn, of course, just a few moments ago, delivering his annual budget message to the State General Assembly. Here's a clip from the speech.
We need to move forward to fundamentally restructure our Medicaid program, which is on the brink of collapse. Medicaid provides health care to 2.7 million people in Illinois, seniors, people with disabilities, young children, newborns, they're all part of Medicaid. More than half of the babies, Illinois babies born today, are covered by Medicaid. So it's vitally important that we restructure Medicaid so that it's always there for our neighbors who need it. And unfortunately, at the end of the current fiscal year, Illinois will have $1.9 billion in unpaid Medicaid bills. And let's be clear, last year's appropriation by the General Assembly for Medicaid fell $1.9 billion short of what Medicaid actually cost. Illinois is the only state that intentionally kicks its current Medicaid bills into future fiscal years. We cannot allow this to continue. Look at the recent report of the Civic Federation. They reached the same conclusion. They project, the Civic Federation, $21 billion in unpaid Medicaid bills by 2017. $21 billion. If fundamental restructuring is not implemented immediately. We have to rescue
negotiators for the House
program.
And the Senate. Representative Patty Bellick of Hinsdale joins us, along with Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine. Great to have you both back on the program. Heavy on the detail when it comes to the number of state facilities that his administration wants to close or consolidate to save money, but perhaps less in the way of the roadmap for clearing up the state's Medicaid problems and the state's pension problems. Representative Bellick.
We're going to work together, but we've been pushing for this for 3 or 4 years. So now we're really looking to get the state back on track and want to see the details of what he's talking about in the $2.7 billion in Medicaid cuts. So we have some reforms that we've already put on the table that have not been implemented, and we hope that he'll do those reforms, which add up to about $1.5 billion, but we haven't seen those implemented, and we look forward to working with him on others.
One of the things he said was that he's really wanting to kind of put that back in the legislature's court, because all of these issues, all of the benefits, all of the liabilities, all of the regulations, if you will, are a matter of state law, and that's really the legislature's job to go in and do that.
All right. Well, that's an issue that we've been trying to address for the last year, but the bottom line is it's putting all the work on us, and we're anxious to do it because we're all about putting the reforms in place, restructuring the Medicaid system, because he's right when he says we have to protect the most fragile populations who are not getting paid and getting the services they need. We also need to protect the providers. As we talked about before, I had the provider who had a business with prosthetics for children. He went a year without getting a payment. He was about to go out of business.
Senator Murphy, I'm sure you're hearing a lot of the same problems from the businesses and providers in your part of the state as well. What kind of solutions are they looking for here?
Well, I think they're going to want something that's reasonable that can keep hospitals and doctors willing to accept Medicaid. Medicaid, of course, is a social safety net program for the poor and disabled. If it's going to remain as such, you're going to have doctors and hospitals be willing to accept it. The Democrats over the last decade have expanded Medicaid to the point where we now have twice as many people on Medicaid in Illinois as we did a decade ago, nearly a quarter of all Illinoisans. If you're not addressing eligibility, you're not addressing the problem.
One of the things that shocked me, and I know it probably did you as well, when we read recently, and I believe it was the Herald, that the skyrocketing numbers of Medicaid recipients in the Collar County areas, it's just exploded there. We've added something like 600,000 new names to the Medicaid rolls. Part of that's the growth of the program, but also the awful economy we've had.
That's part of it, Jack, but the expansion of Medicaid, if you look at the percentages and the growth in the numbers, most of it, or in larger percentages, predates this recession. So they should not get away with being able to suggest this is all on the recession. This was a coordinated effort on the part of the Democrats who run Illinois to have a greater Medicaid program, and you can see the result. It's bankrupting the state.
Representative Bellick, you've had an opportunity to work closely with Director Hamos, not only in her newer role, but as a friend and colleague in the Illinois House, although on the Democratic side. What do you consider to be on the table now as far as what needs to be done or what can be done with respect to Medicaid?
Well, the two things we've asked Julie to do, and she is a friend and a colleague, is we've asked her to go to the federal government to get a state plan amendment to address the flexibility that we need to address eligibility and residency in the state of Illinois. Those are two of the major things we need to have done, and we need the federal government to give us that flexibility to move forward on that.
What about the what about reimbursement rates for hospitals, doctors, and dentists? That's going to be a major firestorm of controversy when it comes to those folks who provide the services.
Absolutely. And as we said, and as Matt said, we need to pay our providers. We need to get good access to care and quality care for the people in the Medicaid population. So we need those providers. But providers are not going to take on Medicaid patients if they're not getting paid.
Need to act quickly and ask about pension reform. That's also here. The governor says, I don't want you going home for the summer. And Speaker Madigan said, well, we're here. We're going to work on it. Will that be done in the next few weeks and months, given the very complicated nature of that program?
I'm concerned about the commitment, what I'm even more concerned about as a representative of the suburbs is this cost shift of a state responsibility to suburban property taxpayers. If there's one issue that animates the people I represent, it's their already high property tax bills, and you've got now the governor, the Senate president, and the Speaker of the House, the three Democrats who run Illinois, saying they are going to raise property taxes on suburbanites.
Where would the money come from otherwise?
You're going to have to address the benefit package for current employees. It may not be exactly Senate Bill 512, but it's going to have to be out of that vein, because raising taxes on people after you already raised their taxes 67% to pay bills just like this is unacceptable.
Senator Matt Murphy, Representative Patty Bellick, thanks to you both for your time here on Illinois Lawmakers. Certainly appreciate it. Governor Pat Quinn, of course, did deliver his budget address a few minutes ago to a joint session of the Illinois Assembly. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Corrections. We'll close 6 adult transition centers. Crossroads Chicago, West Side Chicago, Decatur, Aurora, Peoria, and Carbondale. And finally, the Corrections Department will close 2 prisons, Tams and Dwight. These 59 closures and consolidations are hard, but necessary. They impact every region in our state, but the need for lower spending in our budget gives us no choice. In times like these, we must be accountable and responsible. And since taking office, I have reduced discretionary spending more than any governor in recent memory. Our friends at the Civic Federation have pointed out that our general fund's operating budget today is less than in fiscal 2008. This is the key area in the budget that the governor has the most ability to cut spending. And we've already achieved close to $200 million in annual savings by reducing the number of state employees. There are 2,200 fewer state employees now than when I took office in January of 2009. And this year, we'll reduce the number of state employees even further. In addition, we've consolidated and eliminated lease space, especially in the Chicago area. We save more than $43 million a year in so doing. And we reduce lease space by nearly $2 million.
Up next on Illinois Lawmakers, a visit with Illinois Senate President John Cullerton, Democrat of Chicago. Thank you for joining us, Mr. President. What were your expectations for the governor's speech today, and how were they met by what he had to say here?
I wanted the governor to propose a balanced budget, and that's what he did. And that's an improvement over last year. He also spelled out our two major budget problems this year, that being the pension cost and the Medicaid cost. So I think he did a very good job in explaining to the public, our constituents, what the concerns were concerning those two issues. So I thought it was a very good job.
Now, a lot of that, of course,